Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Dear listeners and audiences, we are here in Youth Station.
This is Arab English Radio.
And we're really glad that you're here
to talk about our
new topic of today.
Yes, it's all a pleasure to be here once more.
Me too. With
and
Sister
today's
Asma
discussion.
And I am Bita.
It's too good to be here with you again, Bita.
Yes, for me too.
Well,
our new topic of day is...
It's very interesting.
Yeah, exactly, for me too, because this year I passed the university entrance examination.
Yes, you have the answer to these questions.
Yeah, exactly. And today we're going to talk about our future.
Mm-hmm.
Why we're going to, for example, apply for a good university, and why, for example, do we consider the financial points of, for example, a job or something.
Why do we study, Bita?
Nice question. This is a hard question because
there are many
factors.
$1 million question.
You know, because, for example, when I was 10 years old or something, my family, my teachers, everybody around me just told me that you have to be a doctor because if you do anything else, you will just lose your talent or it's a pity.
You'll go wasted.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pity if you, for example, become an artist. You have to become a doctor because we need a doctor. And this is an important job. And I was like, okay. And it was like a brain mesmerism. And I was mesmerized by that. Okay, I will do whatever you tell me. And
so they compelled you into being
exactly.
a doctor.
And I started it. I accepted it. But I think nowadays, the youth generation won't accept it that easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to choose our own way, and our own way is not always studying.
But I'm going to tell you something. They are going to pick to be doctors. You know why?
Why?
Because they can make too much of money.
I know.
They would do that for money.
You know, it was a nice point, but everything is not money. And also, I want to add something. If you are studying for money,
mm-hmm.
To being a doctor is not the only way you have. Because nowadays, we have start jobs, you know, we have... many different kind of jobs that will have a good financial point.
But
for
being
you.
A doctor is
easier,
a more
maybe.
Assured way of
exactly.
attaining that money.
But I don't agree with that.
I know, because you're at the very beginning of your journey.
I am, but this journey is too long.
Yeah.
It takes a life, really, out of me. And I have to study for 20 years to become a surgeon, and it's not something easy. It's not something that anybody wants to do that.
Of course it is not.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Well, I would say... as for me, I have always loved my study. You know, there is a connection between me and my books and my pamphlets and my pencils.
But where does this passion come from?
This passion comes from learning.
So, you mean you have this road, you know, and then you become passionate. It wasn't like that. You was passionate about something and
mm-hmm.
then you go through it.
No, even
it.
Before going to school,
mm-hmm.
I was in love with going through too much of books and just, you know.
Like your family
mm-hmm. yeah.
that just encourages
yes, my
you to
dad
study.
Has a big library, so it was something related mm-hmm. to the environment. But at the very same time, I think your personal characteristic does have a role in that.
Exactly. But love is not anything. You know, for example, when I'm asking you that, why would you study? Exactly, love is not what I want to hear because it's somehow cliche.
Yeah.
And, you know, I cannot accept
it. Yeah, because
it.
You're a modern girl and I'm an old-fashioned youth from the other generation.
No, I'm not. How old are you?
Do you expect me to say that?
Yes, of course. I'm here to hear that. But the thing is, I cannot tell that I love my way. I don't say I don't
so you
like
don't
it.
Love
I detest it. No,
the...
at all. No, it's not about love, exactly. It's like...
It's about what exactly?
It's about kind of habit. Starting...
Oh, yeah, that's another point.
It's very a part of me right now. I cannot leave it. It's kind of drug. Mm-hmm. I'm addicted to that.
Oh, yes, that's very true. Addiction.
Yeah. And this addiction can be destructive for me.
Yeah.
Because there is no inner emotion about it. This is like a way that is made before me. And now I have to choose it. I have to choose it. There is obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is nothing I can do about it.
And you know, Vita, there's another fact. As human beings, okay, until I'm crossing the age of 20, I would love my major. I would do everything out of love. But as I get older and as life happens to me, there's another factor that I should take care of, which is making money. Now it is no longer, I mean, after you cross the age of 20 and after you start to think about your life, what am I doing in my lifetime? What am I made for? And what is my mission in my life? There are some other factors that is your living, because not all the people have the blessing of having a family to support them.
Exactly.
Some people are forced to take care of themselves.
But sometimes this opportunity is not a blessing. When
you have
a personality that will, you know, search for independency.
Of course.
You will have many problems with your family.
Yeah.
Because you want to be independent. And, for example, medicine is not a good way to be independent in young age. You have to get older and older. And when you become, for example, 35 years old, after a long time, you can be somehow independent. But nowadays, I think the new generation want to be independent in
a younger age. Yes, yeah. When they're 17,
exactly. Even younger.
It's very
younger,
awe-inspiring, really. Yes, just as you said it. So as life is very difficult, it's a very difficult journey, we have to study. Because if you do not study, I guess you do not have a social status as well.
Exactly.
A good, respectable social status.
Another aspect of this road is money.
Yeah.
I don't say money is not important. Actually, money is important for me.
There was a time, because, you know, when we were kids and there was this topic at a school.
Money or science.
They were mocking us, weren't they?
Exactly, money, you know, because you have to be powerful to change. When you don't have the power to affect people, you cannot do anything.
Yes.
And this power is defined by money nowadays.
So now we're getting to the very pinnacle of the story. Let's leave it here and go for a short break. Dear listeners, thank you for staying with us. After a short break, we'll be back. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Youth Station. Welcome back to your own home.
We're talking about a hot topic today.
Yes.
That is about why you study, why we study or something
the
like that.
The goals of life, why
and
we do
money.
All these things. Yeah, why we make money, why we study, why we go through too much
is money that much important even to do anything to achieve that?
Anything? No.
Of course no.
Anything? No.
Yeah. But it depends on the personality.
Depends,
because we have many people, even in this country, in any part of the world.
Human beings, you know?
Yeah. That this greed inside ourselves will make us to do anything to achieve what we want.
Exactly.
And when, for example, you choose to have money and you have the greed of money, you would do anything to achieve it.
And it's very dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be a dangerous
game. Human being
game.
Is dangerous. We are like beasts.
Yes, we talked about it. You know, we are not beasts, actually. We
have
a
beast
inside of us. Yes. There is an angel and a devil inside of us. It depends which one you pick to be your companion for the rest of your life.
You cannot, for example, deny the fight that we have always in ourselves.
Who on their right mind would ever say that there is no fight?
I saw, for example, some people that think they are angels, but actually they chose the devil part.
Yeah.
And they claim like, no, I am an angel. What are you telling me?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not.
Yeah, that's very true. So we study because we want to learn.
Because we want money.
Well, let's say that at the very
last part.
Yes. We study because we have a passion for studying, because that would give us more developed characteristics. Is there anybody who can claim that a study is not going to affect to their character?
Yes, there are many people that are just, they're like, okay, why do you study? You will be nothing with this study. And you can do anything else. You can, for example, I don't know. I do not agree with that sort of people. But somehow, there is a laziness in ourselves. And for just responding to this laziness, we will say anything. If you don't think about what we're telling. And this is the problem of these people, I think.
Yeah, and there are some people who can get money without studying.
Yes, there are.
There are plenty of those people, and there are also those people who study and do not get any money.
Exactly. But that doesn't mean that studying is the main major or the main factor to achieve money.
Yeah.
And I don't know why all these people want to relate something.
Yes, I just wanted to shed light upon that fact.
Yeah, is that relatable?
Yeah.
It depends on you, how you want to go through this road and how you want to try, exactly.
Yeah, because there are some people who have studied a lot. They have been doctors, engineers, and yet they are painters, they're poets, and they like their that sense of poetry in themselves more than the sense of medicine that exists in them.
Exactly. I don't tell you that you shouldn't, for example, choose a thing. I mean, choose a factor to study. But studying is a part of our life. You know, from the 7-year-old, when you are 7 years old, you have to study, and then you have to again study, and you cannot quit it. Even in nowadays society, for example, if you say, I have diploma, for example, you're 30 years old, and you say, I don't have academic
study, yeah.
They look at you like, oh my God, how?
And, yeah, yes,
but
that's very
example,
true.
When it was old time, it was okay to be able to read
just
and
as
write.
I told you, people will lose their respect, mostly actually, we're talking about the general conditions, because the exceptions are not going to break the rules. Generally, people would look at them with an eye down, and then they would lose their respect for the
How
person.
How about
who,
you? Would you look down on someone who just doesn't study?
Of course not. No, because I have seen some very honorable people who have never studied a word
but
at a school.
But something deep in your heart, you think like, okay, but for example, if you would study, you would be a better person. You have this side, I'm sure about it.
No, trust me.
No.
I told you, I'm an old-fashioned person. In my society, even those people who are illiterate can be great human beings.
I know that. But for example, if you see someone that is illiterate but is a really honored person, is a really respectful person, you're like, okay, but
what if they have a study?
What if?
Yeah.
What about this?
I usually don't go for the conditions. I told you, no.
Yeah, you did.
I just deal with the things as they are. I guess that's the best way to deal with
them.
This
is a nice mindset.
Just we were talking about money, study, and everything that we do in our life to give meaning to our life. At the end of the day, when we are going to conclude our discussion, I would say that out of all these drudgeries that we take, out of these all of these hard workings that we go through, we want to give meaning to our life. Because imagine that you're going to live for 60 years, 70 years doing nothing. Then life has got no meaning.
Yeah. And you know, days of life pass like clouds.
Yeah.
We cannot stop this passing life.
That
we
is
true.
We cannot
stop this flow. But even you cannot just say that, okay, I will go this flow. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's all the time that we have had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us.
I really enjoyed our conversation.
Of course. I hope the listeners enjoyed it as well. It was, as always, so blessing to be with you and with the audience. Thank you, Vita. Thank you, dear listeners. I hope until another session, you would do everything great and fine in your life and God protect
you. Best wishes for you.
Yeah, best wishes. Thank you for listening.